Jen. It's that time when we catch up on everything that's happening in Tumby Bay. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Carols are happening this week.
They are. This Sunday we have Carols by the Beach, organised by the Tumby Bay Interchurch Council and with help from the Lions Club. So that's from 6 p.m. with carol singing from 7:30 p.m. So there's plenty happening there, and it should be just absolutely beautiful. I think 34 degrees forecast for Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. So there'll be some food and craft stalls, hot and cold drinks, crafts and activities, and then local artists and performers leading some carol singing. And there's a bit of a focus on around the world this Christmas. So different songs and traditions and sharing how different people groups celebrate Christmas.
That sounds fantastic. And we are pretty much a week away to the moment. You're going to be preparing for the pageant this time next week.
Oh, we will. So, yeah, the Lions Club in Tumby Bay are very busy getting organised for the pageant, which will run its normal course through the Tumby Bay streets about 6 p.m. And then what will be different this year is we're finishing at the Tumby Bay Football Club for a community Christmas fair. We'll have extreme kites and paddle there with the bouncy castle, sumo wrestling suits, balls, food stalls and bar, and I think we've got a bit of a treat because there is a stage set for the Tumby Bay Ukers, the famous ukulele club in Tumby Bay, the Lincoln City Band, as well as then the President's Men for a couple of hours. So we are going to be very well spoilt there.
Have you ever got into one of those sumo suits or zorb balls?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but maybe this is the year and maybe I need to get that done. How about yourself? Have you tried it?
Well, I pretty much wear a sumo suit all the time given my weight problems, but we're not going to quite get into that. What I do want to talk about, though, is we gave a double pass away for it yesterday, Skyhooks.
Yeah, oh, I'm so excited about Skyhooks. January 22nd in our Tumby Town Hall. We've got Crafted Food Van from Port Lincoln going to come up and do food for us, a bar by the Progress Association, and yeah, it's just going to be a massive night. So excited. And it doesn't matter if you're in Lincoln and don't want to drive up here because EP Bus Charters are doing buses that night. So there's that option available when you get your tickets. Jump on colourtumby.com to get tickets.
You want to get in on the bus option, and then in February you have Faulty Towers.
Yeah, we do, and we've actually only had tickets on sale for a week and we've sold out one of the two nights already for that one. So that's a Thursday night. There are still some tickets available, but we're really excited about that one. It's a fringe show a lot of people know about, and they're making a special trip over to the EP just to do a couple of shows for us before they start Adelaide Fringe shows in March. So that's February 10, 11. And again, the details are all on colourtumby.com for that one.
That is very good of them to maybe do an extra show as well. Obviously, nobody mentioned the war around them, did they?
No. And I have had a squiz at the menu that's being done by Dougie and the football club here at Tumby. And I'm really sorry, but the duck's off.
So, what was it? Stuck without the duck?
That's right. Without duck, you are rather stuck. Yeah.
We could recite those lines all day, but I think you and I both have work to do. Thank you, Amy. And because this is the last time we're chatting this year, you have yourself a great Christmas, and we'll chat again next year.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you too, Keith.